Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, December 1, this is, we have December here to think about all the good food we're eating, and maybe you've been thinking about that since before Thanksgiving. So this may not be a topic that's high on your list. It is essential fat loss tips. And when we're talking about fat loss, that doesn't mean just fat loss in the food you're eating, but that's one thing to do. But fat loss in our bodies. It's if we want to trim down, what we really want to do is get rid of some of that fat in our bodies, not just simply losing weight, because we don't want to lose muscle. We want to lose fat. So here are some tips, and I'm guessing you have heard all of them before, but just some reminders that maybe you just pick out one or so to really get to for the rest of this month and into the new year. Fat loss tip number one, keep track. Your willingness to write down your food intake is equal to your desire to lose fat. And you know, I have been doing this. I've done it in the past, and then I quit doing it, and I've been doing it again lately. And it does sort of amaze me when I think about snacks, if I write them down and going, oh, well, there was something I could cut out. Being serious about losing fat means taking note of the calories you consume. You don't necessarily need to count all those calories, I think. And that's a good thing to do, but that takes extra time, although it probably now you can get it on an app on your phone. And looking at those calories, that intake, to make sure that it does include a variety of foods, and that's something that shows up also in keeping that record, that there's enough protein, that there's that wide variety of fruits and vegetables. And if you see those blanks in there, you know, there's only one or two fruits and veggies, well, you know, that's something to work on. That could be the snack instead of some piece of potato chip or candy or whatever might be handy. Fat loss number two, eat breakfast. And there is some doubt in the research that says that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. But a healthy breakfast helps you have a good protein source, or it should include a protein source. It helps the body burn throughout the a.m. hours, letting you get to lunch without being tempted by that mid-morning donut. And I think that's probably one of the most important things, that, you know, if you haven't eaten all night, you get up in the morning, you go, go, go. And by midday, your body's saying, I got to have something to eat. I need a little energy. Well, a lot of times there's that donut hanging around. So eating breakfast, it can be on the run. You don't need some big deal. You don't have to fry an egg. You know, there's other ways to get protein. One of my favorites is peanut butter. You know, peanut butter on Triscuits is a pretty good addition to a morning breakfast. It's also a pretty good snack, actually. Fat loss tip number three, avoid getting too hungry. Dieters often fast until they can't take it any longer. You know, we're just going to keep low, 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 and oops. Unfortunately, then when we get too hungry, then we make poor choices. So keep those healthy snacks, the fruits, the veggies, some protein nearby to stave off hunger. And also, there's a good time to drink some water. You think you're hungry? Maybe you're just thirsty. Sometimes we don't feel thirsty, but that's really what our body is saying, is we're thirsty. So drink a cup of water. Number four, underestimate your routine. Yes, you've exercised, you ran, you did this, but you probably didn't burn as many calories as you think. You know, when I've looked at the treadmills, et cetera, that keep track of the calories, and I look down and go, oh, I thought there were a lot more calories than that. No, they don't add up very fast. So to keep from overeating after workout, grab a bite immediately after, but make it a small bite. And again, drink plenty of water and then wait before you start eating more. Fat loss tip number five, stay home. Your favorite restaurant may be calling your name, but don't listen. By cooking your own dinner at home, you'll get a variety, and you know, you can choose those things that maybe don't have so many fats added to them. Tip number six, reduce alcohol intake. It helps if you relax, if you drink a little red wine, that's okay. But alcohol also comes with lots of useless calories. So to avoid having more calories to burn than necessary, skip the bar and grab another glass of water. Or if you want that glass in your hand, just be sure there's lots of sipping going on rather than gulps. Tip number 7, redirect. Sticking with a fat loss plan gets hard. So the next time it gets unbearable, grab your phone and walk out of the danger zone. Yep, every time I go to the kitchen, I think I'm hungry. I'm not really, but that's what my head says. So getting out of the kitchen, doing something else besides going to the kitchen or leaving immediately. Talk to someone, go do another task, whatever, but get out of that danger zone. Tip number 8, hit the hay. Yep, there's lots of good research that says getting sufficient sleep helps us not to gain weight. So the other thing is to avoid that late night snacking before you go to bed. Number 9, go green. Yep, there are lots of good foods out there that you need, the lean meats, the dairy, but remember, healthy and green to keep those carbs low. Carbs are about as dangerous as high fat. Weigh yourself. That's tip number 10. Some people say you should not weigh yourself every day because from day to day, your weight can vary a great deal. But on some regular basis, it's good to keep track of weight. Tip number 11 is to disconnect diet from life. Life comes with ups and downs, and your diet shouldn't. When stressed, don't go to the vending machine. Just find another activity. Maybe you walk around the office, walk around the block, walk down the street, walk up and down your steps. Do something to de-stress rather than eating, because that's a real easy thing to do. Tip number 12, keep the burn going. Working out is not supposed to be a walk in the park, so you need to push your body to its potential to burn more calories. And don't take long breaks between those exercises. No, rest no more than 30 seconds after an exercise before you move on to the next one to keep your body shedding calories and pounds. Tip number 13. Oh, this is one that's really hard for me. Goodbye, sugary sweet. Everyone needs a quick sweet on occasion, but whole fruit provides a lot of sugary taste. And so there are other things besides the fudge and the peanut brittle and the whatever is handy there, that the M&Ms and so on. There are other things that provide sweets, and fruits are one of those things. And, you know, not very high carb, lots of water in them will also keep you from being hungry. Tip number 14, move now. Maintaining a consistent, challenging exercise program is essential for fat loss, but don't let that be your only exercise. Build 15-minute windows throughout your day during which time you can take a brisk walk. You'll be more alert and the pounds will keep dropping. So every time you move your body, it is a positive thing. And again, take those steps wherever. If you have steps in your house, that's a good exercise way. Just make a couple of extra trips up and down the steps. That'll help. Tip number 15, don't give up. You may think it's easy, but we know it's difficult. Willpower is something that's very difficult for most of us. But willpower is necessary if we really want the desired results of cutting down the fat in our bodies. So we need to be committed. I guess that's the first question. When we think we want to lose that fat, lose some pounds, are we really committed? It does take a bit of attention, although it doesn't take lots of extra time. It does take a bit of attention, willpower, stick-to-itiveness, and as I said, 15 tips for losing body fat, and I just wish you the best. So here's the thought. Success consists of going from failure to failure without loss of enthusiasm.